Hello again, everyone. It's Kaz Bielan, and this is Casual Conversations, a program where we talk to people very important to our world. It's also an audio podcast you can check out everywhere. And so if you want to see it, you can see it here. If you want to listen to it, you can listen on the podcast. But today, our very special guest is the ultimate entertainment variety talk show host, Johnny Potenza. How are you out there?
I'm hanging in there, you know, day by day, another day above ground. I'm still walking the earth.
Oh, that's a good thing. We all are, luckily. Things will, I think, are getting better. But so tell me a little bit about your background first, you know, where you're from and what's happening with you.
All right, where am I from? I was born in Brooklyn, Bensonhurst, 72nd and 18th Avenue, and then I moved to Midwood. And then we moved to Staten Island back in when I was 12 years old. So then I'm still in Staten Island.
I hear you're the ultimate Staten Island guy. What does that mean?
I don't know who told you that.
There's a lot of I can't tell you who, but that's what I hear. You're the Mr. Staten Island.
Listen, I'm a lot of things to a lot of people. They either love me or they hate me. That's it.
Nah, they gotta love you. You're great. You have a television program, and it's been around for a while. So tell me how that came about.
Well, I'm technically a musician, a drummer since age 12, and I was in the music business for most of my life, and I still play, and I jam, and I perform on my show with various bands that come on. Without getting into the music business, we're going to skip over the music business into the middle. When I was with this band, NYB, None of Your Business, it was called, NYB, and I got into public access television in 1997, and I started... wanted to learn how to film edit and get my band exposure. So from there, they made me start. You have to do a show. So once you get certified, so I did a show called The Gangsters of Rock, and it was rock and roll footage consists of gangster clips. So if I had Kiss on the show, pre-recorded, I'd have scenes from Goodfellas or scenes from The Bronx Tale, The Sopranos on different episodes. So. And then my old producer, Richie Scarlett, who's a well-known rock star who played with Ace Frehley from Kiss for years, Leslie West, Sebastian Bach, studio musician, blah, blah, blah. He named me the wise guy of rock and roll back then, I guess, for my street persona. And that's it, we went with it. So The Gangsters of Rock, produced by Johnny P, the wise guy of rock and roll. It was funny. You know, I was a little wise ass back then. I'm still a smart ass now, but I'm old. I could get away with it. And that was it. We did a bunch of... did about 45 or 46 episodes, won some awards, and then I came out with an album with the band in 2003, and then I stayed away from public access for a while. When the band broke up in 05, I just started life over again, and in 2008, I started Late Night with Johnny P, and I always wanted to do that. Started it off slow, and then as time went on, it evolved to some underground... pretty big following. I mean, we're not worldwide, but on the East and the West Coast, a lot of people know what the show's about. And throughout parts of the world and parts of the States. But at the end of the day, it's a labor of love, and we're trying to get it to the next level. And technically, with all my talent, thank God for them. We all support each other. And without the talent, I don't have a show. And then I give them a platform where they could promote their stuff. And most of them are all my friends right now. You get a couple of shady people that come in and out every now and then, but majority of them, 99% out of 100, are great people, and we're all friends.
Well, Johnny, I think you're a great talent, and thanks for being on this program, Casual Conversations.
Thank you.
I'm going to roll back the time to 2016 here and give people a sample of what you're like introducing the program. So check
that's
this
when
out.
I was, that's when I was thinner. I was about, I was like 20 pounds, probably 25 pounds lighter. I put on some weight during the COVID, and I haven't been able to get it off. We got into bad habits of eating a little more and drinking a little more wine. So, roll the clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, make some noise for your host this evening, Johnny P.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Late Night with Johnny P Show. I am your host. This is our 2016 New Year special. How's everybody doing tonight? We got a lovely audience, and I'm honored. I got my nieces and my nephews here. We got Tyler, we got Lauren, we got, who else we got there? We got Anthony, we got Juliana. And it's good to see everybody tonight. So I hope you all had a great Christmas and happy holidays or whatever you're celebrating this year, and a better New Year hopefully coming this year. Christmas. Girl, yeah, what'd you get for Christmas? All right. Well, you know, every New Year special always has one in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still look the same to me. Come on, you haven't changed much. The hair's still there. They're all good, you know.
Yeah, well, thank God for that. The that was actually, speaking of the band, that was the NYB reunion. We didn't play a live show. Let me see. So we broke up in 2005. We didn't do a live show for 10 years. I mean, through the years, we got together, we jammed, and we, like, if my singer was playing with a band, me and my guitar player got up and played. But that was the first time in 10 years that we actually performed as a full unit again. And it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
Well, JohnnyPTV.com is where you can go to find out all about Johnny. Plus, we'll put all the links to that in social media, everything that Johnny has. And you guys be able to reach out to him directly. Tell me about, if I want to be on your program, let's say, or a talent, how does that process go?
Well, I pretty much run a tight ship here. And unfortunately, I do. Not unfortunately, I've been doing everything myself forever. I'm pretty much the captain of the ship from the bookings, because I was in the music business and I hung out with all the best promoters in New York City. One of them is a dear friend of mine, Rick Rispoli. They call him Rick Risp. And he gave me a lot of shots in the music business back in the day with my band Barrage, before NYB opening up for like guys like my idols, Peter Criss, Ace Frehley from Kiss, and Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and members from Guns N' Roses like Steven Adler and Gilby Clark. And we opened up for Thin Lizzy and, you know, a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what was the question again?
How do I get on the program?
Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's my brain. It's short circuit sometimes.
It's okay.
So I do the booking, and I learned from the top promoters back in the day. So I do from the bookings to the coordinations to the social, you know, to the editing and part directing. But I'm the producer and the host. Unfortunately, when you have a small, we have a very shoestring budget since it's public access, but we have the platform of the facilities, which is a great studio, all the volunteer producers that work on the show and behind the scenes, and we get all free airtime. So I air in all five boroughs of New York City on Time Warner, Verizon, you know, Time Warner, Verizon Fios, Spectrum Television, Cablevision. Then it's on YouTube and Vimeo. So I pretty much try to run it like a real late night show with no budget. And it's hard. Some months are easier than others. There's a lot of confusion going on, especially we got volunteers that are camera guys that are professionals, but they're volunteers.
Right.
I got a pro sound guy, Frankie D'Augusta, who's been with me since 09. He's retired from back in the day. He recorded, engineered Frampton Comes Alive, worked with Rick Derringer, John Lennon. So he works with me. I got a public relation lady who's my public relations model, Weinstein. We got a makeup artist named Aga. And then we have all camera people. You know, we got like a guy named Sal Marino, Lisa Giano, Joe Rice, just to name a few, Bernadette Means, and then Kenny Graham's our director and our lighting and sound engineer over there. So it's a whole process. So if you want to get on the show, you got to go on the website, and an email where it's uplatejpplusaudience@gmail.com, and then you request a spot. And there's a long waiting list, actually, for anyone that does come through the booking. I usually handpick everybody, have a big list, and I put everybody in order. It's like a juggling act, you know. So I'm booked anywhere from 3 months to 6 months on a normal. With the COVID, there was a lot of cancellations when we came back. Because the COVID came back and we had to reschedule. It was one big pain in the ass. Now, hopefully, things will start getting back to normal again. And we're going to take it from there. Now I got a publicist that I don't want to announce yet because we just started working with each other. I want to make sure we're working together for a good while before we start promoting each other. And we're going to try to get to the next level and get out of public access eventually one day.
Hey, John, you said you're a really hardworking guy. So our crack staff researching got this great picture of you really working hard. Look at this guy. Look at him. What are you, like, watching a show?
I'm looking at a Playboy magazine, Ashley.
What is going on there?
That's my old office. Original. That was my bat cave back in the day. Huge, that room is, and I had a lot of rock and roll collectibles in there. Albums, wow. I'm a Kiss fan. Had a lot of Kiss stuff in there. But yeah, that was a great office. But that picture was probably from 2016 as well. You know.
Wow. So Johnny, you it was late night, but then it's up late. Is up late like a virtual version of that you're going to?
Late night with Johnny P was late night with Johnny P, and then I retired it after 10 seasons. I was engaged to this fabulous woman for a while. My love Michelle. Her name was Michelle DeVito, and she got cancer, and then she had breast cancer. Oh. She was dealing for a while, and then towards the end of the 10th season, it started progressing. So it was too much stress for me to keep doing the show to take care of the family. And so I decided to take a year off, and then later on that year, unfortunately, she passed away. It went to the liver. So then after that, I had to take another year off just to grieve. And probably about a year and a half later, I came back. And I wanted to start up late with Johnny Potenza, the next generation of me, the next decade, me older, a little more distinguished, hopefully a little more wiser, a couple more gray hairs, a couple more pounds. So that's what up late with Johnny Potenza is. And I wanted to use my last name because my father passed. Just there ain't that many Italians up on the talk show host anymore. So I want to represent the Italian Americans and just represent New York City and just be myself, just be the ball buster that I am, and come out and have a good time.
All right, let's check out this clip. Johnny out on the town.
Johnny Potenza is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Coming to you live from the city that never sleeps, New York City. It's Up Late with Johnny Potenza. Host of Up Late, Johnny Potenza.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. How's everybody doing? Welcome to CTV and the Up Late with Johnny Potenza show. I'm your host for the evening, and it's great to be back. After 4 months of re-COVID, and let's give yourselves a hand, all our family and friends out there. It's great to see all my dedicated CTV crew out there. Let's give them a hand.
Yeah, that was from the last show. I did all the editing in there, and that's a original song that I wrote, and Richie Scarlett, my old producer, I called him in to produce it, and Richie wrote the other half of the melody. I came into him with that horn section, bam, and then I had a verse for it, and then he finished it with me. Then we hired a couple of studio musicians. Arnold Heck was one of the was one of the trumpet players, saxophone players. Wayne Cobbin, and they both played like three different horns, and we overdubbed everything in all different sections, and it sounds like it's a big band. So I'm on the drums, Richie Scarlett's on guitar, producing. We had Louis, Big Louis Spagnuolo on the bass, and then the two horn players, Wayne Cobbin and Arnold Heck. Arnold Heck told the Stones, big studio musician. Wayne Cobbin played with everybody and everybody under the sun. So we own it. It's my song. It is on iTunes, and awesome. I think it's the best song that's out there.
Speaking of iTunes, you can listen to this podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, everywhere else. It's johnnyptv.com is the website, and you can go and check out all about Johnny Potenza.
Yeah,
because he's a really cool guy, great host. Tell me about, you've had some really great celebrities, past and present, on your program. I want to kind of bring in the current one because he's kind of hot right now. You can, you know, we put him up there. Well, know who that little kid is? Can you tell people who that little kid is?
That's the one and only Pete Davidson. You know, love him or hate him. Same thing with him. Love him or hate him. I like him. He's a great kid. He just hasn't called me in about 5 years, Pete. In 5 years. Well, once he went into Saturday Night Live, which is fine. It is what it is. That wasn't recently. We just thought it'd be posted. That was actually February 25th, 2010. He was 16 years old when he came on, and he was in the same circle of comedians at comedy clubs that we were doing business with back in the day. So, and that's it. He made it huge. God bless him. Hopefully he'll come back to the show one day.
Well, you should. Just keep after him. You know, you got the social media. Just keep hammering him.
Yeah, listen, I don't hammer nobody. I give them shots. If they don't want to come on, they can kiss my ass. That's what everybody
does. I know. But, you know, you always have to, supposed to be kind to people on the way up. That way, you know,
anyone that knows me when I say they can kiss my ass, it's just me coming from Brooklyn, New York City. We don't throw no punches, or we throw.
Tell it like it is. That's right. Tell it like it is, Johnny.
We don't throw no punches.
Yeah, just tell it like it is. That's the way to go. And so, you also had like a Sopranos cast, like some other names you want to drop there
Vinny Pastore. Actually, Vinny Pastore was the first Soprano we had on back in 2010, my third season. And after Vinny came on the show, it opened up a lot of doors for all these other actors to come on. Because a lot of the bigger names are steered away and scared of coming on Public Access, which I don't blame them. A lot of the shows are not, and it's not against Public Access. It's all about how, you know, nowadays, because of the technology, it's a lot better. But back when it was SD and before that, there was a lot of clinks and clunkers in Public Access television, more or less with the live bands. But just being on Public Access, kind of like, I don't know what the word is, like some actors think it degrades them, or some, and or they think they're better than it, or they just moved on from it, which is, I respect that. But you really got to know somebody, an actor or of a bigger name, for them to come on your show if it is a Public Access show. Because they're all on the big late night shows, the real shows, the talk shows, and I get it. But once someone gets to know me, I have the gift of gab, and God is good to me. I'm lucky. I mean, I'm not lucky enough, but I'm lucky enough to get all these people, and the show's been cool. But I really want to get it to the next level and make a career out of it, not just to do it as my hobby and to do it. Just, I want to be able to do this for a living for the rest of my life one day, if that's in my cards, and we'll see what happens. And I'm
I think you're basically, everything you told me, it seems to me like you're a music historian, whether it's national talent, the talent that was before they hit it big.
I
think that's one of your things, that you should say historian for talent, historian for musical talent, for, you know, vocal talent, actors, presenters. And it's great to do that. I mean, I'm trying to do a similar thing. I used to do commercials. I still do a lot of those 30-second commercials, web videos. I used to do a movie show. But I'm trying to, like, give back in a sense now, because technology allows me to contact people like you and others. And, like, we're in the same room. Like, you referred to SD. A lot of people know that means standard definition. It's high definition. But But that this technology would have taken truck and loads of people for us to connect like this, an expensive ISDN connection lines in the old days. But now it's boom, we're talking and on the same level. And I think it's really cool.
I can do what you're doing too all the time. I like the live audience. I like the different acts. I like the live music. I like that whole variety show, which no one in public access really does it anymore. I'm one of the, I think I am right now the only guy left in New York City out of all five boroughs that are doing the show that I'm doing, you know, with the production that I'm doing, because it is a lot of work. The booking's a lot of work. The coordination's a lot of work. I mean, you really got to be in it to win it. And it's like a lot of guys are just doing the regular talk shows or and it works for them. And it could work for me too. But I like the different variety. I like the music, and I always loved Johnny Carson. I'm a big fan of Johnny Carson. I love Joe Franklin as he is on, and I actually had Joe Franklin on my show back in 2012, and I had the honor of getting to be his friend for about 5 years before he passed, and four or five years before he passed. And I saw him the night before he passed in the hospital, and he was, you know, he died of cancer, the poor guy. But the show that we did was an awesome show. We actually won a Nova Award for it. And we had Big Ange from the Mob Wives, who was the most popular Mob Wife of the Mob Wife show, on the same show. And she passed away a couple of years later of cancer herself. So that being said, Joe Franklin learned a lot from Joe. And Joe even said it. He goes, once you start getting bigger, or if you stay at the same level and you got guests that come on and they make it big, they either want to remember you, do they want to forget you, not even know you. They don't even want to remember that they were on a public access show. And I never knew what he meant until as time went on and I seen it. So like guests like him, William Forsythe, a big well-known actor, was on my show. As the Sopranos, we had Danny Grimaldi, who played Patsy Parisi on the show. He's a good friend of mine, gentlemen. Al Sapienza, another soprano, was on the show. John Bianco, which he's coming back next month. Another soprano. Who else have we got here? I got so many people I forget. Okay, so I had the guy Frank Rizzo from the Jerky Boys on a virtual show. Another soprano was Lou Martini Jr., great actor. Frank Vincent, another great actor who passed away. I had him on the show. Catherine Narducci, great, wonderful actress and beautiful soul who was in The Bronx Tale.
Great movie. That's a great movie. I love that movie.
The Sopranos. Who else was she in? The last one. Who was it? Godfather of Harlem. Just a bunch of different things. Okay, who else we had? Robert Clohessy from Blue Bloods. Great, great guy. He's a friend. He was on a couple of times. He was on Oz. David Pavel from The Sopranos. Richie Aprile, who was from Mean Streets. Davy Jones, I did. From the
Sopranos. Oh, yeah. Monkey.
Shirley Jones, I did. From the Partridge.
Partridge. Yeah.
Richard Pryor Jr., Richard's son. Another one, John Fiore from The Sopranos. Michael Beck from The Warriors, who plays Swan. Sean Kanan from The Karate Kid 3. Another dear friend of mine. He was soap opera buff for years on General Hospital. Currently now he's on The Bold and the Beautiful. Vinny Paz.
Hey, Johnny, what's it? Excuse me. What's it like dealing with celebrities? Because
it all depends. They got to be as crazy as you. And most of us, I'm not even saying me, but anyone with a personality or a talent or a celebrity, we're all a little cuckoo. But a good cuckoo. So everybody's got their own personality. That's what makes them. It's character. That's what the character actor in them. So a lot of them are great. You know, there are people that are just, you know, they're not as great. But most of the ones that I deal with, thank God, another gentleman that I was a big fan of when I was younger. It was the TV show What's Happening. And I had Haywood Nelson on the show. He's a friend. Mm-hmm. He disappeared. We haven't seen him in years. And Ernest Thomas, I still talk to, who's a great, great, wonderful friend of mine. He played Roger Thomas on that hit show back in the day. Then we had guys like Lou Venaria from The Bronx Tale, Larry Romano from Kings and Queens, Robert Finero, another soprano, Artie Pasquale, another soprano, Gary Pastore, little scene in a little part in Sopranos, but he's a well up and coming actor. A lot of guys, Frank Abagnale, another Soprano. Vinnie Vella passed away, was from Casino and Goodfellas, and who was it? Yeah. The Sopranos. He was the other guy doing a talk show, entertainment variety show in Manhattan. So it was me and Vinnie doing it for so long, and Vinnie passed away a couple of years ago. It's like I'm the only guy that's doing this in New York City on the production that I'm doing it right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So Johnny, can people find a lot of these clips on your YouTube channel, or they just go to johnnyptv.com and find them there? Is there a resource?
Everything is everywhere, but YouTube, you can see every clip, every segment for most of 90% of the guests that I ever talked with on YouTube. Just put Late Night with Johnny P, or I'll play with Johnny Potenza, and whoever it is. There you go.
There you go. What was that?
Was that was a reminder alarm to call Gemini.
Okay.
Well, Gemini.
So listen, Gemini, good. I know Gemini.
Yeah, Gemini hooked me up with you. So Gemini was on my show many times, and he opened up a lot of doors with comedians to my show, and he's a good guy. But yeah, those he's are awesome. Just to name a few that were on the show. We can keep going now. Frank Stallone, a lot of guys that were on the show.
So Johnny, if nobody, somebody never met Johnny Potenza, okay, and they said, okay, tell me about this guy, and you know, you're the one telling his story, let's say, or you, how would you describe Johnny Potenza in like a couple sentences?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Unpredictable. I don't know. I'm just a regular, I'm a New York City reformed street guy, blue-collar, hard-working, old-time plasterer / family man. And, you know, I could be either your best friend or just, I don't even want to say what it is. But, yeah, I'm a loyal friend, but don't cross me.
Okay. So, final big question, very tough. What was it like, this experience and casual conversations for you?
You're a gentleman. You remind me a little bit of Joe Franklin yourself.
Oh, that's cool. I love Joe Franklin, yeah.
Joe Franklin I grew was up, a good guy.
Yeah, I grew up watching him. I'm a fan of Johnny Carson, huge. I listen to the podcast. There's a Johnny Carson podcast. Look it up. I'll send you a link to that. It's awesome. Okay. It's just stories of people who worked on the show over all the years. It's amazing. It's, every week there's a new episode of an audio podcast.
Yeah, I would be interested in checking that out. I think Johnny Carson, before we wrap this up, and Joe Franklin were two different animals. More people like Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was more personable. Joe Franklin was more knowledgeable than Johnny when it came to nostalgia and vaudeville and actors and plays. The guy was just like an encyclopedia for entertainment. Johnny Carson was just like your next door neighbor. And he was just always great. Joe Franklin was two different shows. I mean, Johnny Carson's show, you could watch, laugh your ass off. Joe Franklin's show, you'd laugh every now and then, but it was more informative.
Yeah. You had to really listen and absorb all the information. I mean, he dug information out of people, Joe Franklin. I mean, Johnny had his different way of getting things and moving the show along. But I think one of his things was, as a host, as you remember, the guest is the star all the time. And Johnny always treated those people, no matter who they were.
Yeah.
You know, the chicken lady, whatever. Those people came in from the Midwest. He flew in to the big star. They were all on the same level. He didn't belittle anybody. Gave them fair time and everything. I think Joe Franklin did. And you're doing a great job as well.
I try. Listen, I do the best that I can for the budget that we have. And I'm not the smartest bulb in the lamp. I mean, you know, I do what I do. And we just go to the next show and hope for the best.
That's right. All the best. All the best to you in the future shows. And keep going. I'll keep watching what you're doing.
Let's talk down the road.
Sure. That'd be great. Be a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, everybody. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Bye.